Hello, everybody. Monday, October 24th, 2022. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome. I think you're going to love it. The programming's fun. It works. Just trust the process. But what's really special? The people. The people in this community are absolutely top-notch. And maybe it's too early. You don't believe me? But you will. Just get engaged with them and watch the wonder unfold before your eyes. If you've been around for a while, you recognize what's behind me is not normally what you see. This, as I'm about to dive into this week, this is week number 4 of a 4-week block of training. I have had to record this 4-week block of training from this hotel room. I find myself on the road. I've got one of my parents is not doing well. Let's just go ahead and say that. And I've been I'm usually on the West Coast. I've been on the East Coast trying to be there with them. And so that's been occupying my time. And I'm knocking this out as well because, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So anyway, we'll chat more about that other thing later. Instead of just reading what you can just read for yourself, what the workout is, what the goal times are, what's the accessory work, I'm going to try to add value to the workout of the day and tell you why we're doing it, how it interplays with everything else, and maybe when I wrote the workout and created what I had in my mind, and that might also illuminate whether you should do it prescribed or scaled or something else. So that's the point of these videos. A couple things that I'll say is every Monday, I also attach a video to the day's training entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First. And that's exactly what you should do because that gives you all the backstory to know what's the difference between the prescribed workout, the wildcard option, the scaled option, the limited equipment option, and the no equipment option. And the goal times that are presented, are those rigid or do they have a little wiggle room in there? Do I have to do the accessory work? Why is there a not for time option? I thought we always had to time everything. What's going on here? All of that information is in the New to Linchpin Watch This First video. So pause this, watch that, and then come back here. And the good news is you only have to watch that other video once and you'll be armed with all the appropriate information. So let's dive in. Today's a classic, and it also happens to be the day that we give our two-person team workout because fitness with friends is fun. So we have 4 rounds for time, 400 meter run, 50 air squats. This is a repeat. We've done this several times, but the last time was February 4th, 2022. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check your time, see should you do anything different this time. But we're starting off the week with this one, and it'll light up the backside, that's for sure. But let's think for a second about where we've been, why this workout potentially made an appearance here. So last week, when we look back at what we've done, we did not have any 400 meter runs. We had a dedicated track day. That was a 3x800 meter repeat day, but we didn't even have 400 meter runs in a mixed modality workout. So makes a lot of sense to throw this in here right now. When we did go below parallel last week, we went below parallel last Wednesday. That was with wall ball shots. So we had some external loading. We also had a heavy day at a high heart rate last week with a body weight front squat. Dirty, beautiful, nasty workout, but heavy. And so now we're going below parallel, very different than the other 2 times that we went below parallel last week. No loading, just body weight, air squat, and big sets, 4 sets of 50. And this is going to be a great opportunity for people just to go ahead and, to the best of their ability, try to depress the accelerator a little bit. So that's why this workout exists in the grand scheme of where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. Checking it out here, the wild card option. We threw the row in there in case you just don't have an opportunity to run. Got you covered. Scaled option, don't let it fool you. It's 5 rounds instead of 4 rounds, but we reduced the distance. So it's 5 rounds, but you're running only 200 instead of 400, and the air squats are cut in half as well. And so that just made a lot of sense to help people actually, if that's where they are in their fitness journey, you know, that allows them a very nice entry point without being overwhelmed or having it be too much. This is one that if you don't respect it, it'll jump up and bite you. And here's the other thing that I would say. sets of 50 air squats are no joke, and there's certainly no need to do them unbroken with no pausing, I'll tell you that much. And especially if you push the pace in the runs, you'll be so fatigued that you'll have to break up those air squats a bit. At least most people will. But I would say if you could do that first set of air squats in 25, 15, 10, I think that's phenomenal. If it's 25, 5, 2 sets of 10, great. If it's 5 sets of 10, all good to go with nice, short, tight rest. As long as you're not taking huge amounts of rest to get that set of 50 knocked out, then you're most likely within the realm that's, it's an appropriate dosing for you. And the only other thing that I would say is, it can be really easy, especially with an air squat where there's no external loading, to maybe let yourself slip a little bit in the form. But don't do that. Every single workout that we do, every one, you should keep this mantra in your head. Don't ever move faster than you can move well, whether there's loading in it or not loading in it, whether it's a complicated movement or a simple movement. Don't ever move faster than you can move well. And if you feel yourself starting to have your form or technique degrade a little bit, just stop. Stop or slow down, allow yourself to recover, and then and only then begin again. And if your time slips a little bit, who cares? We're not looking to win the workout today. We're looking to win at life. Long-term health and fitness. That's what we're after. Don't worry about the leaderboard. Enjoy the day. I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.